15. That's the rallying cry outside a Midtown Manhattan McDonald's on Thursday. The protest by New York City fast food workers follows an announcement on Wednesday by McDonald's that they will raise by $1 the wage of workers for its company-owned restaurants. But these comprise only 10% of more than 14,300 locations.
We have basically 15 unions. Clearly a PR stunt for McDonald's. We made that
the announcement by McDonald's came a day after workers announced they would stage a strike in 200 cities on April 15th. Activists criticizing McDonald's for what they say is a publicity stunt by the company are demanding a raise to $15 an hour for all workers and the right to form a union without retaliation. They say this is so hardworking cooks and cashiers can support their families. The Fight for 15 campaign is being spearheaded by SEIU, the Service Employees International Union. It's been pressuring McDonald's on multiple legal fronts. This week, the National Labor Relations Board began a hearing on complaints that named McDonald's as a joint employer over alleged violations at franchised restaurants. The case is expected to be a lengthy battle. It's a reflection of a primary goal of organizers to hold McDonald's Corporation accountable for labor practices at its franchised locations. And you're listening to the news on WBAI in New York. And workers' issues are gaining attention on another front.
Let's go, NYC, all my union brothers out there. All right.
Build Up NYC. A rally outside City Hall on Wednesday kicked off the campaign for good jobs in East New York, the Bronx, and all across New York City.
Zone in! Good jobs! Zone in!
Affordable housing!
Zone in! Good jobs!
Khalil Ballinger is with Local 40, the Ironworkers Union.
My main concern is that when they do affordable housing jobs, or when they do build buildings for affordable housing, a large majority of the time, it goes to non-union contractors. Like, I live in Spanish Harlem. There's a lot of jobs that are affordable housing, and non-union job. I mean, the non-union contractors get it, and which some, most times of the case is that they don't pay the workers the prevailing wage, and they have a lot of unsafe practices, and it's bad for the community too because you have some big high-rise going up in your neighborhood, and you don't know if the guys that are doing it are licensed or working safe and working dangerous. You know, which is not, it's not fair to the workers, it's not fair to the community. Pollutants could be going in the area and they could be saying that they've been abating it the right way and they're not, you know. But when in the union, you can say that, okay, these guys have license, they're doing the proper way of the lead removal. You know, the workers are getting proper health coverage and they're getting paid the proper wage.
The Build Up NYC campaign is an alliance of working men and women. It includes political action, outreach, ongoing media campaigns, and public actions. Union members will continue to rally as members work to rebuild and protect New York City's middle class. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.